The Greeks were famous for their mythology and for their sense of drama, humor, irony, and tragedy. Their Olympics, as well as ours, shine with such myth and drama. Drama, too, characterizes our own lives. I point to one Olympic story today because it offers a model for our everyday leadership dramas. The model in this case shines through the behavior of Jordan Weber, a 17-year-old reigning women's gymnastics champion from the great state of Michigan. You can see the essentials of this story at NBC if you like that kind of presentation. But let me recount the essence here. Jordan has been dominating competition since 2008 and came in as the strong favorite. Known for her incredible consistency and focus, she was off her game at times in the qualifying rounds. 24 women qualified for the finals, and she was fourth among them. However, only the two highest scoring gymnasts from each country are allowed into the final, and she was third among her American teammates. So imagine you really wanted something at work, a sale, a promotion, a different job, etc. Imagine it was really important, as this final was to Jordan. She's trained her entire life for this day, and to have it turn out anything else than she deserves is going to be devastating, her coach said in a statement afterward. Martha Caroli, the women's team coordinator, said, "When this kind of disappointment happens, you can't say anything. It's almost like when someone passes away. What to say? Anything you say. The situation is the same." Having suffered a similar setback, what would you do the next day? The greatest leaders we know were driven in their overall work and in their times of greatest challenge by faith. For some, their faith was religious. Others described it as spiritual. I call it faith because this mindset runs heavily against the grain of conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom says two things. One, that winning is what matters. Defeat is defeat. And if you've tried so hard and lost, you deserve to feel awful, maybe for the rest of your life. Number two, take care of your own self. Yet in the faith I'm talking about, leaders show up with two essential qualities. First, the results of the past don't matter to them. They put themselves wholeheartedly into the new moment they're in. Indeed, it's this capacity and commitment to keep working, playing, fighting, even when they've lost badly, that doesn't just prove or demonstrate, but actually builds and solidifies their character. Second, this faith clearly says, it's just not all about me. In the times that are hardest, these great leaders lead for others. This young 17-year-old Olympian couldn't face the cameras at first, but when she came back to the gym, she fought the tears and talked about how happy she was for her teammates. 2 days later, she competed for the U.S. team in the floor exercises, helping them to win the all-around team competition. Although winning is surely glorious, I suspect that Jordan Weber's ability to stand before the camera, stand behind her teammates, and compete in the final with what appears now to have been a stress fracture in her leg, will serve to develop the kind of character that will make her a great leader the rest of her life. What do you think of this model, and how are you bouncing back from your setbacks as you strive to lead with your best self?